According to psychic Victoria Bullis, we all have spirit guides around us, and they come in a variety of forms.
They can be anything from animals or birds or fish to angels to people in our families that maybe weren't very good to us, and now they're being guided to help us reverse what they might have caused us to do. They can be famous people from the past. There are countless dimensions out there, higher beings, I usually call them, from other dimensions that can come in and help us. And most people say, who's my angel? Well, I believe that we have many spirit guides. We have many more than one or two. Generally, I find that people have somewhere between 8 and 14 routinely, but you can always ask for more help. In my very first baby psychic class, the teacher kept impressing upon us, ask for help. There's unlimited help up there. Keep asking for more help. So I have hundreds of thousands of beings I can call on. Native Americans, Africans, the Vikings, South Americans, most primitive cultures believe in working with animal spirits. A lot of people still do. I do. There are lots of rituals and ceremonies where you can actually take on the spirit of an animal. Each animal represents a quality. An eagle is about soaring. It's soaring over your problems, over obstacles, and so on. Bears are for power. Cheetah is for speed. Dolphins are sentient beings, and they're about information, giving us information about our lives, and also lighting us up and having fun with us. Then there are angels who, some people see them with feathery wings. I've seen them with feathery wings and looking as regular people, but know that they're of that angelic realm type energy. Famous people from the past. Usually we're not famous more than once or twice. So the people when they die who were famous, whether they were celebrities or politicians or whatever, are so grateful that they had that life to be a celebrity of some sort that they want to help other people do it too. Or judges who have misjudged someone and put him or her into prison or let them go free to create more crime often feel extremely upset. I see that a lot, more than with any other profession except maybe medicine. So they ask to come back and help the very person that they misjudged, or if they're not here anymore, if they're not on the earth anymore, other people, anyone that might need a lawyer. So if you're having legal trouble, you could ask for a legal guide. If you need to buy a car that isn't a lemon that breaks down all the time, you can ask for a spirit guide to help guide you to the perfect car or anything, the perfect home.
And how do I know whether I'm getting a spirit guide?
We all have them. It's just a matter of faith. We all have them. Just talk to them. Just say, okay, guides, I want to know who you are. I want you to make yourself known to me. And doing it in a meditation is a good thing. Just before you go to sleep, say, I want to see you. I want to see what you look like. I want to hear messages from you. I want to connect. It may not happen the first night or 10 or 15 or 20, but if you keep doing it, they will show up because they have an obligation to help you. If you're asking specifically for something that's good for you, they have an obligation to do it from their perspective, from their side, where they can see everything. We can only see with tunnel vision.
And am I likely to see these spirit guides?
So we'll yes. This is an exercise I do with clients a lot. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to have you tell me something.
Okay.
One, two, three. Quick, what color do you see over there?
I see blue.
Okay. You saw blue.
But isn't that because I'm expecting an angel to be a kind of a white, bluey type
of color
thing?
No. If you were from Africa, you wouldn't expect it to be a white angel with blue and silver. You'd probably see earthy tones and dark skin.
Then how do I know, though, for sure that's just not my intuition or my higher self sort of making something up for me?
Oh, no. They don't do that unless you ask to be playful to make up something such as a screenplay. Well, it's a matter of trust. One thing to do is to carve out, if you want to do it over and above the dream state, you carve out some time for yourself, find a comfortable chair, dim the lights, get away from people as much as you can in other rooms, light a candle, have some flowers around, some water, and for some reason, sparkling water seems to do something more than still water. I don't know why. Lemon also, for some reason, helps. It's a vibrational thing. And then you close your eyes, you take some deep breaths, as much as you would if you were trying to go into a trance or a hypnotic state of some sort. You breathe deeply, and as you breathe in, you postulate or assume that you are breathing in the right vibration around you to be able to tap into what your spirit guide looks like. As you breathe out frustration, stuff from the day, such as anger or being tired or whatever. You postulate, you're breathing that out. So you constantly pull in maybe 10, 15 breaths. You constantly actually are pulling in actual energy, because your spirit guides will help you to do this. And it's a willpower thing too. I'm going to do this. And the breathing helps you to get into that mode. And then you ask your spirit guides to come forward, and you ask them to give you a body sensation. Say, if I can't see you, help me to know that you're there. So you might feel wind or heat or coolness. You might have the hair stand up in your arm. You might have a little shiver going on. Your foot or knee might tap. In some way, you'll get a body sensation. If it doesn't happen the first time, you're probably trying too hard.
That's psychic Victoria Bullis.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.